go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ben Bolin, here with spectacular auto editor Scott Benjamin. Scott, what's going on?
Oh, nothing new, Ben, really. I'm just kind of excited about talking with you today.
Wow, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Well, there's a couple of subjects that I think we can have a good time
with. Oh, definitely. Good, you know, time. What? There's one that I'm actually so excited about, I don't even want to go in with our own hypothetical segues or anything like this. Mm-hmm. There's no on my way to work story right here. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of having other people build cars. And honestly, I want to know, starting from scratch. Well, just hear me out now. Hear me out.
Okay.
Starting from scratch, is it possible that I could build my own car?
Starting from scratch.
Well, I know I've got a lot to learn.
Oh, a lot to learn. Starting from scratch with nothing in your garage, you want to build a vehicle.
Yeah, I want to, well, let's say, you know, not mine the metal, but anything pretty much after that, like the flat sheets of metal, you know, maybe buy some tires, but, you know, buy the parts by themselves, hammer out the body, make it the way that I've always wanted to make it look, you know, however that, I can show you my schematics.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can. Yeah, I can give you a very short answer to this.
Okay.
And you probably know it already. The answer is most likely no.
Oh.
And the reason is that it's just impossible. I mean, you could do it, I guess, if you really had the know-how. I mean, I speak for both of us, but someone like you and I, we don't have the know-how to do something like that. Mm-hmm. There are people that are doing this, you know, spending millions of dollars to create machines that form these parts and, you know, the parts that fit together and work well together. Everything that makes a car is, you know, very complex. It's not mm-hmm. simple. Of course, there are people that still do this. They handcraft every little part of their car and they put it together. It does happen, but, you know, they'll purchase components. They'll still buy, you know, the springs from a retail facility or something like that. But, you know, and of course they're going to buy tires, and of course they're going to buy, you know, maybe even, you know, they may form the frame themselves, but they may have to go buy other suspension components to add to that frame, and they may form parts of the body themselves, which, you know, that's entirely possible, but they're not going to create an engine block. They're going to get an engine block from somebody. It's at different levels it is possible, but like I said, someone like you or even I couldn't really put it together.
Okay, all right, so not from scratch then. That's probably not going to happen. I'm ready to accept that. Is there anything, I'm really into this do-it-yourself this week kind of thing. So is there anything a little bit, maybe a little bit easier?
Oh, there is, and you're in luck. And this has been around for a long, long time, but they're kit cars.
What's a kit car?
Kit cars are simply just exactly what it sounds like. They're delivered in a kit, just like a model would be.
I thought it sounded like a candy bar. But.
Oh, no. Kit. Yeah, okay. Anyways, the kit cars, they're delivered in big boxes. Mm-hmm. Not little tiny boxes, but big boxes. And they've got all the components you need. You buy them at different levels, so, you know, you may have to, you know, search for engines. You may have to search for your own wheels. You may have to search for other components that, you know, are. It kind of depends on what level you want to purchase your kit.
So you can order basically a car in a box and decide how much of the actual car is
certainly
in that box.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, and you could buy the kit pre-assembled at different levels of completion, I guess would be the way to say that. You could buy some that, you know, are ready to go, which I don't know what the purpose of buying a kit car already built
would be.
But you could buy a kit car that's, you know, halfway there. You could buy one that's, you know, they have different levels. You know, it needs suspension, needs engine, needs transmission, interior components, things like that.
So is it a hobby then? Is that why people would buy this kind of thing? It doesn't sound like it's necessarily much cheaper than a garden variety.
Well, it's for sure a hobby. Yeah, I mean, because you're going to invest a lot of time into something like this. It's it's not easy, even for somebody with a lot of skill. It's not an easy task to put a car together. And even if all of the components are there for you, and even if all the components, you know, are made to fit together, it's still very difficult. So you can see where, you know, you're thinking about putting together a scratch car earlier.
Yeah.
That would be pretty much out of the question.
But I've already thought of a whole line of them. I thought I was going to get this one car done in a weekend and maybe move on to the minivan.
Oh, a regular assembly line, huh? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good to dream, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But these but back to these kit cars. Are they common? Is it possible that I've driven by some on the road? Or?
Oh, for sure, that's possible. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of them out there, and oftentimes you'll see them even at car shows. So you know, they're kit cars that look like classic or historic vehicles that you know you might not even second guess until you take a really hard look at them and determine that they are, you know, a kit car or something new.
Hold on just a second. Something you said just hit that light bulb above my head. You said an historic car.
Yeah.
You mean like the old cherry red 57 Chevy kind of?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can buy kit cars like that.
You can, but aren't there also some original cars like that on the road?
Of course there are, yeah.
And wouldn't assembling one of those be kind of like building a car from scratch or building a kit car? Because surely, there's so many questions about those.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's one way to build your own car, I guess. You're right. You could build a historic vehicle, or you could restore a historic vehicle. That's one way of, you know, kind of building something with your own hands, taking it from maybe a junkyard wreck to something that, you know, you could take to an auto show.
How do people get the parts for those? Do they have to make their own parts? Or?
Some people do. Yeah, that's not unheard of. But for the most part, there are, you know, communities of people that, you know, they're enthusiasts. They specialize in, you know, the 50s era Chevys, or they specialize in, you know, pre-war cars, or they specialize in English sports cars. Mm-hmm. So you have to find the right source, and then you can get, you know, the parts that you need. And sometimes they're original, sometimes they're rebuilt, sometimes they're brand new. You know, it kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Sounds kind of like a subculture then. These guys get pretty specific.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Really? So the pre-war guys don't really hang out with the 55, 57
no way.
Guys?
No way. Not a chance. Not a chance. They're like oil and water.
Great point, Scott. You know, it sounds like if we wanted to get involved in the full-on historic car world, we would have to be taking this kind of anthropological foray into some uncharted waters, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. I don't know. I don't see myself or you and I hanging out with some people who would fight other people based on the cars they like.
I don't know about fight, but
okay. I don't know about you.
They get pretty passionate about it. They really get
pretty passionate.
Yeah, they
let's go back to kit cars then. Something a little bit more plausible, I guess, for you and I.
Sure.
What kind of cars or kit cars? You said Cobras are, but could I go to another dealership maybe for a Cobra and just say, hey, my kit car Cobra alternator belt is out, or timing belt is out?
Well, yeah, I mean, the components within the vehicle can be serviced at any shop, really. You could take them to, you know, your local repair. Now, the people that are building their own car are probably going to do this type of work themselves, but you could take it to a repair shop and have it repaired. Especially, you know, if you put a Ford engine in your Cobra kit car, you can take it to a Ford dealer and purchase parts for that engine, or, you know, that suspension component that you've got. Whatever that component or wherever that component comes from, you can go back to that source again to get, you know, the either replacement part or repair part or whatever you're looking
for.
Okay,
so it sounds like one of the benefits to it here, as opposed to a historic car, is the benefit of standardization, right?
That's true. Yep, that's right. And, you know, you've got the older looking car, the style that you're looking for, and new components. You know, brand new engine, brand new transmission, brand new everything.
It sounds like there's a huge variety of kit cars. It sounds like maybe they're not just messing around with the normal Honda Civic looking thing and the kind of sleek, sexy thing like the Cobra does, but maybe some fiberglass, maybe some more unusual designs.
Yeah, that's right. They're pretty radical designs typically, or they have been in the past. You're not going to find, you know, Ford manufacturing a kit car. You're not going to find, Pontiac manufacturing a kit car. Oh. It's these smaller groups or these smaller companies that are either taking a vehicle like, let's say, the Pontiac Fiero.
Okay.
And, you know, they instruct you to stretch the frame 6 inches and then include this body kit. And, you know, suddenly you've got a Lamborghini. So that type of radical transformation is what you're talking about. And the bodies that go on top of these are often fiberglass, or they're often plastic, you know, composite material. And it's not all that difficult to really tell the difference between, let's say, a real Lamborghini and a kit car Lamborghini. Now some are much better than others. Mm-hmm. And you know, the line is blurred a little bit, but you know, from a distance, of course, you know, they have just like that. Yeah, that's right. But as you get closer, you can tell that, you know, that's not a Lamborghini interior. That's a you know, 86 Pontiac Fiero interior.
Okay.
That's not too hard to tell.
Okay, then I've got it. Hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are in the parking deck. We're looking around. Mm-hmm. We see a car that we think is awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's say, just give me some kind of car.
Let's go with our Lamborghini again.
Okay, we see our Lamborghini. And I say something to the tune of, "Scott, look at that Lamborghini. Who got a raise?" And then you say, "I think that's a kit car." How do you know?
I could say that's a fake.
That's a fake. Yes.
That's a fake.
I like that.
Well, there's I guess there's a variety of ways you can tell. I mean, maybe it's badging. Maybe it's just simply the way that the body's put together. Of course, you buy a Lamborghini that's, you know, $200,000 to $300,000. It's going to fit well. and, you know, somebody who assembles one in their garage may not have that concern. You know, so some of the gaps might be, you know, a little bit wider than they should be. And, you know, like I said, we can look at the interior and determine that way. Of course, you could buy an interior kit that looks like it, but you could always open the if you're fortunate enough to have the person there, they could open up the hatch and show you what kind of engine it has. And that'd be another indicator. You know, if it's not the big V12 mm-hmm. Lamborghini engine, then
it's all bark and no bite.
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
That happens a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like you're telling me, for us to get involved in these historic cars, which I think are just so cool with the 50s chrome feel to them, we basically have to make some friends in order to assemble our vehicle.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Finding somebody that can find parts for you would be key. Yeah, that's right.
And to build my own car from scratch, despite my detailed schematics that I would love to show you, is maybe a bit of a fool's errand.
I would think so. From scratch, starting with nothing, that is the hardest task that you would ever undertake in your life, I bet. But to build a kit car, possible. But
possible.
Also difficult to reassemble a historic vehicle, you know, to restore a vehicle from, you know, maybe a junkyard wreck up to something that you're proud to drive. That is even more possible. So, yeah, I think there's all these different levels. From scratch, no, I wouldn't think that's possible.
Okay. Well, if scratch is out and kit car might be in, I think we could work together and we could probably get a pretty sweet thing going out on the road here. Scott, I've got an idea for you. Are you ready?
No, sure.
Okay. I'm thinking we could maybe try to build a kit car. I'm just saying, with your expertise in all things automotive and my superhuman ability never to feel bad about exploiting your expertise, there's not much that could stop us, right?
Oh, no, nothing except money and time. I'm just kidding. That's a good plan. We should try that maybe. We could have the How Stuff Works race team even or something.
The How Stuff Works race team.
Oh, sure. Why not build a race car? If we're going to build a car, let's do it.
Let's go. If we're going to go 8.5 yards, right?
That's right. Full nine.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much for believing in me enough to hatch this idea of the race team with me.
Oh, anytime.
All right, so we need to get out right now. We need to spread the word about this through the departments, get some other people on the team, take care of those money and time issues. So I guess that's about it for us today. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Be sure to check out the Auto Channel on HowStuffWorks.com for lots more information about everything automotive and how it all works.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.